It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, this is it, Alex. Coming to you live on a Tuesday morning from Las Vegas.
Ooh,
do you believe it? Here we are sitting in the MGM Grand Hotel, the Signature Towers.
Mm-hmm. High roller.
Very fancy, very fancy. Overlooking, you know, Vegas. 24th floor. Had a show last night. Here at the Brad Garrett Comedy Club, Monday night in a casino. Oh, we'll talk all about that. And so much more. The Emmys were on last night. The Emmys. The night before that, Critics' Choice Awards. A couple of nights before that, the Golden Globes. I feel like we could just condense it all into one, save everyone a lot of time, and just say, it's going to be the same shows for everyone. The Bear is going to win everything. That guy.
Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White. He's going to win anything. He's just going to have a different outfit on, and it'll be a different shape statue. But it's going to be the same one. And then Succession. You're going to have to watch Kieran Culkin. He's going to win again. And he plays kind of like he does his character
like
in real life,
character.
Too. Yeah, like I feel like he plays a little bit of that guy on stage as well. A fun thing to do if you're in that business, if you guys ever get to the point where you're accepting an award of any kind in show business, a fun thing to do is pretend you have a rivalry or a beef with one of the other celebrities. People love it. So and Kieran Culkin and Pedro Pascal have been doing that. There's a little banter back and forth between the two of them. It's fun. It's fun to have a fake beef.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon have been doing it. Boy, they've been beating that one to death for years. And it's fun. Anyway, here I am in Vegas. Wow. I mean, man, I'm going to be here for a week. I've talked about it a lot on the show. And I got through day one, drove out here. And it's interesting. I think I have a whole new demographic, Alex. They don't listen to the podcast. That's the other thing. I'm going into these shows pretty cold, back to the old days of where it's not a cover to cover a juicy scoop heavy crowd for me. It's just, here's what it is. I learned this last night. It's degenerate gamblers.
Mm-hmm.
who come to a show on a Monday night in Las Vegas because they just need an hour away from whatever it is. They're just in here on a Monday in a casino degenerately gambling. And after the show was over, I went out and had a drink at a bar within the casino here, some country western bar or whatever.
Is that the most wanted bar?
I don't... yes, it was. As a matter of fact, it was the most wanted bar. I just walked in and, you know, it was fair enough. And of course, the people from the show were in there. And I learned it's a lot of, like, one guy who started chatting me up, of course, and, you know, it's always very sure. Just, he was by himself, I think.
Was he at the show?
He was at the show.
Okay.
And he was telling me he goes to a lot of comedy here in Vegas. And of course, this is an interesting thing people do. They pull out their phone and start showing me pictures on their phone. Is anybody interested in other people's pictures on their phone?
No.
I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
And of course, I had just chatted with some people that I actually had a good conversation with at the comedy club. They were cover to cover people. And I had a real nice conversation with them. Then they closed the comedy club. I'm like, where are I taking off? And then I was out on my own. And I went into the, what's it called?
The Most Wanted Bar.
The Most Wanted Bar. Yeah, really country western vibe in there. And it was surprisingly busy on a Monday night in Vegas. I thought there'd be five people around, but it was packed. Anyway, and then this guy comes up and he starts chatting with me. And, you know, he loves comedy. And I could tell he was a degenerate gambler. They have a look about them, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And they're always look, and he was like gambling on his phone while he was talking to me. And he was asking me to like, just tell me a number, any number. And then he would just play like a roulette thing on his phone. Like, I mean, and it was real money. I said, is this real money? He goes, oh yeah, it's real money. I'm playing for real money right now.
Yeah.
And then he's in the casino and he's still playing on his phone. Like that's some degenerate shit, right?
Yes.
And then he was like chatting, you know, bringing girls over. He was like waving girls over to, you know, to say, this guy is the comedian at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. Do you believe it? This guy's a celebrity. And the girl's like, what? Like, they had no idea who I was or cared. And this guy, I'm almost afraid to say it because it's going to skeeve everyone out. He had a big sore on his lip.
Like a...
Yeah, whatever it was. Listen, I'm not going to say what it was, but it was a big sore on his lip.
Okay.
Big. Mm-hmm. Like almost, it had a mind of its own.
Yeah.
You know? I expected that to start talking. Yeah. That's how big it was. And and I, you know, that's hard to ignore.
Yeah. Or the wingman.
Well, that was the other thing. I'm like, Jesus, this guy's still chatting up girls?
Mm-hmm.
Like, go home and take a couple of days off on this one.
Get some Abreva.
Yeah, put some Abreva, whatever it is on there, and just sleep it off.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. And then, of course, he's rattling off the things. Here's what happens when you're a big-time celebrity, Alex, like myself, playing comedy clubs on a Monday night in Las Vegas. People will try to impress you with what... You know, you think you're a big deal. Let me show you what I can do.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can get you into this place and get you. And I don't know what I was thinking. I was kind of enjoying the one place I was sitting. I wasn't going to stay out all night. I was going to have one drink and go back up to the room. And he's like, I could take you to this other bar. This is where all the girls are. And I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm mad. He goes, take your wedding ring off. I was like, oh, no, I'm good. I don't need to.
Yeah.
I'm good. And he's like, hey, take your wedding ring off. I'll take you out for some whoring around with this big fucking sore on his lip.
Some soaring around.
Yeah. I was like, I'm good. But anyway, all of a sudden I go, all right, I'll go with you. Because I said, it's close, this bar. He goes, it's right here. It's next door. It's better than this place. And of course, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I get there and I'm like, oh, the other place was better. And then five other guys who were at the show come up. And a guy goes, you were great, man. What a fun night. He goes, my favorite joke you did. And then he tells me a joke that the other comedian did. And I was like, that wasn't me. And he goes, oh, it wasn't? But you were good, too. I'm like, oh, great. Thank you. Anyway, so he bought me a beer. I took it, too. Yeah. I normally don't take it. I have to subscribe. I believe it's Tom Segura. Comedian Tom Segura has a rule where he does not take the drink because he says if you take the drink, you have to talk to the people.
Yeah, you're and on for the ride.
But I think you have to talk to the people anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're sitting at the bar, they're not going to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy was chatting me up, showing me a lot of pictures on his phone. look at this girl. She's hot, right? I was like, yeah, she's hot. Fucked her 2 nights ago. You know, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, cargo pants. I could tell he was, you know, he had a very degenerate gambler look about him.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Knights tank top.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking
that's
about?
That's my team.
Of course it is. Anyway, the other thing that I say about, like, degenerate gamblers, like, they never look like they're doing well.
No.
Like, if this guy came in wearing, like, a Gucci suit, I'd be like, oh, shit, gambling's paying off. But it never looks like it's paying off.
No.
It always looks like they're just hanging on by a thread.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see this shit when my father, you know, would go to hang out, like, OTB. This is, I think, a thing of the past, I believe.
Off-track betting?
Off-track betting, yeah. My father used to love the OTB. There was one right in Ronkonkoma. Fancy OTB. They made it fancy, Alex. It didn't start out fancy. If you ever were having problems in life and you thought, oh, the world is out to get me, you could go into an OTB, spend about 4 minutes in an OTB, and you would like, oh, I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Things are good. I mean, you've never seen a more depressing world than off-track horse betting, OTB, in Ronkonkoma,
mm-hmm.
in the shopping center next to Kohl's. At the time, it was Caldor. Now it's Kohl's. There was a King Cullen in there, both of them gone. Caldor and King Cullen's now gone, Alex. Who knows what it's going to be? It sits vacant to this day.
Yeah, that's the grocery store, right?
It's the grocery store. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, that's where the OTB was. And then one day, I don't know, they tried to class it up. And they said, from here on out, you cannot get in this OTB without a jacket, a sport coat, suit jacket. Wasn't going to stop my dad. He built himself a whole apparatus in the backseat of his diesel Oldsmobile. He had an Oldsmobile.
Wagon?
A Delta 77 or something. You know, no, not a wagon. But it was diesel. He bought it from one of his electrician friends.
Mm-hmm.
And diesels, I believe, these days are a little better than they used to be. But back in the old days, a diesel sounded like a diesel truck. You know, it was very loud and the diesel fuel. We did it. We had a fun thing in Ronkonkoma where our garage was connected to our home,
mm-hmm.
and the door to the garage opened into the kitchen. And you picking up on this?
Yeah, yeah.
And anytime you would just have you'd keep the car running because you wanted to warm it up,
mm-hmm.
whether it be a regular car or diesel. And the fumes from that would just waft into our kitchen 3 feet from our, the door to the garage was 3 feet from our face as we sat and ate our food. And the carbon dioxide, monoxide, whatever it is that comes out of a pipe, mm-hmm. can't be good, right?
I mean, I think I think some people kill themselves that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we literally could have opened the garage door and we all would have died.
Just died.
Yeah. That's how people kill themselves. And my father would have the diesel car warming up in there for 15 minutes
mm-hmm.
while the diesel fumes wafted onto our cornflakes. Cornflakes? Are you kidding? Kicks.
Kicks.
Kicks. K-I-X. Cornmeal balls.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but my dad had he set up a whole apparatus. He put a bar in the back seat and had a couple of jackets hanging from that bar, that he could choose from.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be today's OTB jacket? Put that on, head in. Anyway, that's the type of people we're looking at. This guy, just degenerate gamblers. The entire audience last night was kind of like degenerate gamblers. I got that vibe, but I had a fun time.
Yeah.
Have just six more shows to go. I only do 35 minutes.
Easy.
I haven't done 35. Like, all of a sudden, I was just getting started, and I was like, oh, it's over? And I was kind of happy about it. I'm like, okay, bye-bye, right. Thank you, good night. And here we are, now just walking around Vegas on in an afternoon.
Did you hit a table yet?
No, nothing. I didn't do anything
yet. Have you ever gambled at a table?
At a table, no. I'm not. I'm not confident enough in my gambling to... I feel like I'm going to get sat next to this guy in his Golden Knights tank top,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to be yelling at me for not knowing the rules
table
or whatever.
Etiquette?
Yeah, right, right. I don't want to be the guy who takes his card, you know.
You don't hit on that.
Yeah, he just took my card. That was my 10. I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah.
So I just play like every now and again, I'll go play like the Wheel of Fortune slot machine, and that's about it. But being here 7 days, I can't just sit and play Wheel of Fortune slots for... I mean, I'll go broke.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. I mean, and then, of course, award shows. It's award season. And I've been caught up in the award shows. Chelsea Handler, my dear friend, old boss, did great, I thought. She hosted the Critics' Choice Awards. It was fun. Critics' Choice was what I think the Golden Globe should have been. It was loose. It was fun. Chelsea Handler did great. And everyone's kind of just, everyone's taking a shot at Joe Coy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's taking a beating. There was some Ken Jeong and Joel McHale last night. They were giving out an award what was last night? The Emmys. And they took a shot at Joe Coy in their speech. We're gonna keep trying to make this a comedy team. Ken mm-hmm. Jeong and Joel McHale. They're really trying to, you know, force this one down our throats. Mm-hmm. These two are going to be a comedy duo where they have a banter back and forth. And I like both of them. I just don't know if they have the banter that they think they have.
Yeah.
But anyway, they took a shot at Joe Coy. And a couple of my friends wrote on Chelsea's monologue. And I wrote Chelsea. I texted Chelsea. And I texted my writer friends, Dean and Michael. And I said, I liked it a lot. Did a good job. I'll say this, Chelsea Handler, a very fast text backer, always.
Always.
Always has been, unlike Alex. I mean, days later you get one. Sorry, missed this.
Well, I like Shawn Mendes. I need to prioritize my mental health.
Exactly.
And
I
don't think Chelsea has ever done that.
No, absolutely not. So she is, but boy, she's back to being the darling of the town. Of the town.
Yeah, belle of the ball.
God, people love her. I mean, you know, I see her with Oprah, and she did a good job. It was exactly what you're supposed to do with those award show things. I came up with kind of a funny idea. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You know, because Hollywood seems to be very concerned about AI.
Mm-hmm.
AI is coming to get us. They're coming to write all the scripts. They're going to write all the scripts. AI.
Yeah.
They're going to write all the TV shows and the movies, and they're going to take the acting jobs. I don't really know how that's going to happen. They're just going to take people's voices and their likenesses and then make movies with AI.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
I thought it would be funny if somebody opens their you know, one of the next person who's hosting whatever award show, and they say, you know what, I'm just going to ask AI to take it from here. And then you're just like, ask AI to host a show. Because can't they do anything?
They can do anything.
Right, if you ask ChatGPT, host an award show, they'll just conglom a bunch of shit that's from award shows past. And just spit it out, right?
And they'll probably even have a Joe Coy joke in there. That's
what I'm
much
saying.
They read.
So I think it would be kind of funny for somebody to just do an AI bit. How am I doing on my writing?
I think you're good.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say once one of your jokes wouldn't land, you go, AI wrote these jokes.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah.
All right. You know, pitch that one, Alex, in the writer's room when we're writing on it for the next dumb.
For the Nickelodeon
thing. Yeah, whatever it is.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Oh, so there you have it. I don't know. But here you are. I'm in Vegas, you know? I can't sleep, of course, because I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm sitting in bed last night till fucking 2 o'clock in the morning playing Wordle. Got it in 3. Whatever. 2 days in a row, got it in 3.
Okay.
I'm back on Wordle. I had left Wordle for a long time. You know, I had to pay extra for... I had to re-up my New York Times subscription. And they charged me extra for Wordle. Two more bucks a month to get Wordle and Wirecutter. You know what Wirecutter is?
I don't know what Wordle is.
Oh, you don't know what Wordle is?
No.
Oh, it was all the rage about a year ago. Mm. Everybody was playing Wordle. It's like this you throw 5 words out and you have to try and guess. You get 5 chances to figure out what the word is.
Oh, okay.
It's very fun. It's very fun, but it makes you feel dumb.
Okay.
If you don't get it, like, you're like, God. And then when you get, you're like, oh, I didn't see that word. I don't know. It makes you kind of feel kind of dumb. Anyway, there you have it. This is
what's wire cutter?
Wire cutter tells you about, you know, like, what's the best blender and the best vacuum cleaner. It's like Good Housekeeping.
Consumer,
that's what they're doing over at Good Housekeeping, yeah. And you know, those kind of things.
But for was it $2? You get both.
I get everything. $2, you get everything. It's yeah. I mean, I can handle it. It's fine. And then of course, I don't know. Once again, sitting up. I don't know what you do when like I'm usually a pretty good sleeper, but of course, what I do is before showtime. I had been up all. I got up early for. I took Beckett to school. Then I drove out here to Vegas. So I was around 7 o'clock. I'm like, let me have one of these. You know what I did? I didn't do Red Bull. I did the other thing that you're supposed to lose weight on.
Celsius?
Celsius.
Okay.
I did Celsius. Is that energy drink?
It is. Yeah.
I think it is.
It is.
So anyway, I do a Celsius at 8 p.m. Now I'm fucked. 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm looking at. Somebody told me, do you have one of these? Somebody said, you got to get a bidet on your toilet seat.
Yeah.
One of the ones, like not a full real bidet, like it's put in, like I take out the toilet and I have a ceramic bidet put in. One of those ones that like bolts on to your, it's called Tushy.
Yeah.
I think I met the.
We talked about this.
I think I met
this.
The woman.
In Texas,
Yeah, she came to Fortune's show and she goes, I invented Tushy. She was a real wacko.
No, wasn't she a celebrity and her boyfriend invented Tushy or something?
No.
Wasn't there...
The boyfriend, he wasn't a boy. I think he's on the show that Fortune's on.
Yeah.
And she came with him. And she, you know, she's kind of shot out of a cannon. One of those people in the green room just chatting, big hat on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was said she invented Tushy. And of course, right away she goes, I said, really? That one that I see in like the ads for? And she said, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I invented it.
She couldn't
and
send
it. And
one?
That's what she goes. She goes, oh, don't. I said, I'm thinking about getting one of those. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And of course, I never got it.
Well, hit up Fortune and ask her to make the.
So anyway, I don't know. Somebody mentioned. So last night, of course, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, maybe I'll buy a Tushy. I'm looking at these dumb things. And I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's compatible with my toilet bowl. And then I go, see if it's compatible with your toilet. And then you hit a button and it shows you all the brand names of toilet bowls.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
Like you know it?
I know. Like I would know the brand. Like I'm trying to think of the
like,
brand
is it a Kohler?
Name of my toilet. Yeah. Isn't there only one? Like Kohler.
Yeah,
that's
Kohler.
Like the only one I thought.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of brand name toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I didn't get it because it said. You could get one with warm water, which that seems nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Like a spa.
Yeah, it seems like a spa. But I don't feel like it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you guys have these things? You know what I'm talking about? I see people's homes with them.
Yeah.
But it looks to me, and maybe I'm wrong about this, it looks cheap.
Yeah.
When I walk into somebody's home who has it, and they don't have the real one, because you can get like a real toilet
like
bowl. It's like $5,000, and it's like it's built into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get that one that, you know, you can like jimmy rig it to your toilet.
Yeah.
And it always looks a little cheap to me. It looks like it's always crooked on their toilet, and I don't even know if it's shooting in the right places. I feel like this is going to be a weird thing for me to talk about, Alex, and I'd like to apologize to you first, and I'd like to apologize to the listening audience second, but you I wanted to apologize because you're sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tough for you to hear.
Okay.
But I feel like my butthole is further up than most people's buttholes.
Oh, like, okay.
So I don't know if I don't know how the...
Do you mean further up your back or deeper...
Deeper...
in.
Thank you. It's interesting.
It's a very...
It's a good question. You're right. Because you could think further up, like it would be up my back.
Yeah.
No, it's further in toward my ball.
Oh, so it's like
I don't know. I don't know where your butt. I don't know where yours is. I don't know where anybody's is. I think most of them are in the same relatively
general
the same area.
Vicinity.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've seen people's buttholes if you know whatever. Yeah. Some from time to time you'll watch things and all of a sudden you're like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And so I would. It looks to me like they're mostly in the same places.
Yeah.
But I watched some videos
Tushy.
Last night on HelloTushy.com of how it shoots out. They don't show people actually getting shot in the butthole, but they show the way the water shoots. I'm like, I don't think that's going to hit me in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can, I don't know, it's like $119.
Yeah.
I'm giving it some. But anyway, there's one that shoots warm water.
Yeah.
But you have to hook it up to your sink. And my sink, like,
so you got a hose running.
Yeah, like my bathroom, my toilet, and my sink are not near each other. Mm-hmm. One's on one side, one of the bathroom, one's on the other. In the one bathroom, I would put it in.
Yeah,
we have four bathrooms, but I wouldn't put it in. I would only put it in one.
You could hide it from your family for a while if you put it in the one outside, the pool bathroom.
Maybe I'd put it in the pool bathroom just for fun.
Yeah.
It's the one you use.
Yeah, that's the one I use.
All right.
And I'd really like one in there.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get you a tushy in there. I know the owner. She's a dear friend. All right, everybody. What are we going to talk? You want a countdown? I found a fun countdown at 2 o'clock in the morning last night sitting in my bed.
Yeah.
You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this might be fun because everybody loves a countdown. It gives us something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We could goof on it. We could have fun with it. We could kill time. And I think this one seemed like fun to me. You ready for the 12 unhealthiest cereals? Yeah.
I don't know if I want to know.
I know.
This sounds like all bad news.
12 unhealthiest cereals ranked by sugar content.
Okay.
And I remember we talked about Kix earlier in the episode. The Frangiolas, say what you want about my parents, Alex. Whether they were good or bad, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I liked them. I feel like they did a good job with me and my brothers. We all turned out fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not crackheads or anything, so there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
But they were not like hands-on parents. Like, my father never threw a ball with me or anything. But maybe that's a good... They never took us on like vacations, but we're almost happy about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see people on vacations. As a matter of fact, last night, I meant to mention this to you, Alex, because I know you grew up in this area.
And
it, seeing what I saw last night here, and I know you didn't grow up on the Strip, like you guys live in like a neighborhood, and I get that. But seeing what I saw here last night, at like about midnight, I was coming up to the room, and there's full families just hanging out in the casino, like kids.
Yes.
I'm talking 4, 5-year-old children, just walking around with their parents in the casino, strollers out. And I thought that was an odd. That's a Monday, strollers, casino, kids.
Mm-hmm.
I had my daughter here a couple of months ago when I was opening for Fortune here at the MGM, and so she walked around for a bit. And I was, you know, I was one of those casino dads, you know, but I wasn't. I didn't have the stroller and everything. Like, we were just here. It was a short thing, and I was performing here. It's not like I was making her watch me play slot machines.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting.
You weren't going, pick a number, Beckett, pick a number.
Yeah, no. But my parents never did that. So, and then they never took us on vacation. I think it's good. Like, because I see families on vacation, it looks like it's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
We didn't need that.
Well, and it's supposed to be a time to, you know, cut loose. You don't want to see your parents getting Vegas crazy. But
the one good thing my parents did was they were very concerned about our sugar intake as children. Everything we ever put in the shopping cart, get that out. It's just nothing but sugar. It's all sugar water. It's sugar water. And we would, you know, we drank milk. That's it. We never were allowed soda or any type of Tang. Or whatever the fuck, Sunny D.
Oh,
what'd you drink when you in your youth?
Nest Tea.
No, really?
That was my go-to.
Oh yeah, like the Nest Tea,
which was just
plunge. They used to call it
soda.
It was just Nest Tea. Oh, the cans of Nest Tea.
Yeah, the Nest Tea Cool.
Ooh, sounds like you guys were doing pretty well. You guys got canned Nest Tea, not the scoop it out and stir it into water.
No. It was back
Damn.
When they remember when they had the little snowman.
Yes.
Yeah,
I remember it well. But that was like a sugary mess too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tea-flavored soda.
Yeah, tea-flavored soda. All right.
Yeah. Honestly, your parents did it right.
We were never allowed sugar. And then cereals too, never allowed sugar. So here you go, everybody. These are the 12 unhealthiest cereals ranked by sugar content. I believe we're going 12 to 1.
Okay,
12 to 1. Lowest in sugar. So we'll go lowest to highest.
Okay.
The lowest is Kellogg's Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
I didn't know they had those.
Neither did I. But per head, it's 140 calories. 12 grams of sugar per serving. That's not so bad.
It's a serving's probably like, you know.
It's Toucan Sam over there. You know, it's Toucan Sam.
Yeah.
That's who the spokesperson is of the, and they spell fruit. They spell fruit wrong. And it's they spell fruit Froot. That's not how fruit's spelled. Did you know that?
Like it rhymes with loop.
Yeah, Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, not well, number 11, I guess, Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch is, doesn't have, it's 16 grams of sugar in Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't know, Malt-O-Meal? Is that the one?
Malt-O-Meal's
this is one of
brand.
Those bottom of the, yeah. This is one that you
this
people.
This is my stuff.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is one the cons got mm-hmm. down at the bottom of the shelf. Malt-O-Meal. Berry Bunch Crunch, 18 grams of sugar. Mom's Best Crispy Cocoa Rice Cereal.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a brand, I guess. Mom's Best.
Mom's Best is the new. You see the brown cereal boxes?
Yeah.
That's like the.
That's what it is.
They
the
try.
Brown cereal
they're
box.
One of those companies that they try to look organic, but it's just
yeah,
sugar.
Yeah. I can see it, right? Yeah. Well, anyway, they made the list.
Yeah.
Honey Smacks. Remember this one, Honey Smacks? That was a real sugary mess.
Kind of gross.
Yeah. They. Yeah. I didn't think they were still around. Honey Smacks. This is shocking. I'm shocked by this one. Smart Start, Kellogg's. It, by the title, you thought this is I'm doing all right
yeah.
here, you know? Smart Starts good to 19 grams of sugar in it. Now, Fruity Pebbles, I can understand. Fruity Pebbles with marshmallow. They're throwing a lot of these marshmallows
yeah.
into the cereals.
Mm-hmm.
They're not real marshmallows. They're just like, what is it?
They're like dehydrated.
Dehydrated candy, you know.
Yeah.
It's Lucky Charms was the forefather of the cereal marshmallow.
Yeah.
Heart, what did they used to say? I used to remember.
Heart stars and horseshoes,
yeah,
clovers
yeah.
and blue
yeah.
balloons.
But, yeah, but now, yeah, now they got new shit in. Yeah. They threw some new shit in. So Fruity Pebbles with marshmallow. That's the Flintstones. They're
mm-hmm.
involved in that.
Yeah.
That's a Fred and Barney.
Mm-hmm.
They're the CEOs of Fruity Pebbles. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, I was a Cocoa Pebble kid.
You
I
were
like,
a Cocoa Pebble?
I did when we would, you know, on birthdays and things. You could
Once
be
again,
like,
I feel like you guys were doing. This is shocking at number. I don't know. I'm not sure what number we're at right now. But 20 grams of sugar, Raisin Bran Crunch. I thought that was supposed to be the good one.
Yeah, what's the point? It's got bran in the name.
I know. This one I remember, Golden Crisp.
Mm,
post
yeah.
post Golden Crisp.
Are those the ones that look like little... Like honey thing or
no?
Like,
that's honeycomb. I don't even know if they're still in the game. It's 21 grams of sugar, and then another Malt-O-Meal. That's
yeah.
Oh, Malt-O-Meals is gonna close out this entire thing.
Of
these
course,
malt,
they
these
are.
Like cheapo bags of Malt-O-Meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 24 grams of sugar, chocolate marshmallow Malt-O-Meal. Well, that wasn't as fun as I thought it was gonna be.
Well.
What happened to like Apple Jacks and shit? That's got to be awful. Are they still on the market? Apple Jacks?
Yeah, they're still around.
A is for Apple. J is for Jack. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks. You need a good breakfast. That's a fact. Start it off with Apple Jacks. Apple. I still remember the commercial.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys probably, when you tuned in today, you probably didn't know you were going to, in one episode of Cover to Cover, you didn't realize you were going to both, you're going to find out two things, that I knew the jingle to Apple Jacks, and you now know the exact location of my butthole. So that is, I don't know if many podcasts can claim that
mm-hmm.
in 1 hour, you're getting that type of information.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Oh, Thrive Market, a new sponsor here on Cover to Cover. Hello, Thrive Market. I've been having a good time going over to Thrive Market and doing my grocery shopping and have it delivered right to my door. I love this Thrive Market. Healthy alternatives to most of the junk that I eat. I'm going, Alex, this year, 2024, trying to do a little less sugary.
Mm-hmm.
As we just talked about sugary cereals on here, I'm trying to do a little less, and Thrive has all that. They have a lot of alternative, low-sugar alternatives. My daughter loves the organic kids' snacks, and they, of course, Thrive delivers it right to the door. What are you doing to be healthy in 2024 at Thrive Market, Alex?
I love all of their, they've got a lot of great vitamins, multivitamin I've been using.
Oh.
Trying to get, you know me, I like to get rid of the inflammation.
Alex hates inflammation. And if you've seen Alex in person, he is not inflamed at all.
Yeah.
He looks very uninflamed.
Thank you.
And it's a Thrive Market. He has to thank for that. As a Thrive Market member, I save money at every single grocery order. On an average, I save over 30% each time. And you guys know how going to the grocery store has just become crazy. So over at Thrive Market, you could save 30%. That's a considerable savings.
Mm-hmm.
They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands on there. So I highly recommend checking out the deals page. When you join Thrive Market, you also are helping your family in need with their one membership matching program, which is nice. I mean, get out there and help those who are unfortunate in life. Mm-hmm. You know, and my father used to say always, these are unfortunate people, Christopher, and you got to be happy that you're fortunate in mm-hmm. life. And, you know, I don't know if I was, but my father made us believe we were. Anyway, you know what we did? We do a thing on this podcast called a call to action. That's what they call it. There's a call to action. That means you guys at now have to get up and you have to take action. You have to go over to Thrive Marketing. You have to check out what they got. I really recommend it. Get save on your groceries, have it delivered right at the door. And Alex, he's the best at calling you to action. So here goes Alex with his call to action. Go ahead, Alex.
Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/cover for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/cover. Thrivemarket.com/cover.
What's a $60 gift?
That's a
pretty expensive gift.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be lovely. All right. Well, there you go. Go figure out what that is and let us know. Thank you, Thrive. All right. Well, I mean, this is our like Vegas episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything else we need to discover? Oh, we did have a little.
We have one thing.
There was a speech
one of our favorites
night.
Over here. Yeah.
Yeah, we love her. Speech was that everyone's talking about the speech of Niecy Nash. She won the Emmy last night. And people were talking about her speech, and it was empowering. Let's hear a little bit of Niecy Nash. Mm. I like Niecy Nash. She's been around a long time. Does a lot of fun stuff.
And you know who I want to thank? I want to thank me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For believing in me.
Yes.
And doing what they said I could not
yes.
do. And I want to say to myself in front of all you beautiful people, go on, girl, with your bad self.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people love that. The whiteys they jump out of their seats for that kind of chatter.
Yeah.
They love it. They feel like they have to, like, oh, shit, we got to get up.
Mm-hmm.
She's
going on with her bad self.
Yeah, she's going on with a bad self. And if you're like Kieran Culkin or, you know, Matt Damon, you can't just sit there.
No.
When a black woman's going, I want to thank me.
Yep.
Because who did it last year? Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Okay.
She gets up there and she's bringing on home, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll get up there. I'll do the same thing. I'll start, I would like to thank me. I would like to thank Tushy. What? Yes. For finding my butthole. I didn't think it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my butthole was in an odd position. And I didn't think that water could squirt into my butthole, but Tushy found a way. I would like to thank the owner, dear friend of mine, big old hat she wore in a green room in some city. I forget where I met this gal.
With her bad self.
She had a bad hat on and her bad self.
I think you were in Austin. I'm almost positive.
Thank you, Alex. That's my friend Alex Kahn. He got a properly proportioned butthole where if he had a tushy, it would hit him properly. I'd like to thank the people over at Tushy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get on. I'd like to thank myself for finding a way when the chips were down and I was playing shitty third-rate comedy clubs in Alaska and Canada. And I turned it around. I started a podcast. And in the beginning of this podcast, we had a purpose. And now we talk about sugary cereals and buttholes, and we've completely given up. But we've been doing this shit for 6 years, and I had 4 Bud Lights last night, and I talked to a guy with a herpes sore on his face for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you again. That is my friend Alex. Why is he standing on stage with you? Because he needs to be here.
How else am I going to ride coattails if I'm not on stage with
him? He's on my coattails, can't you see?
We could be Ken Jeong and
yeah, we are like Joel McHale and Ken Jeong. What a funny banter we're having. Anyway, that's Niecy Nash. We like a fun black girl speech. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love a good black girl speech because they could get a crowd going.
Yeah.
Whitey gets up there and they, you know, any Whitey gets up there, they and they start doing God. That. Nobody cares. Yeah. Shut up, Whitey. Mm-mm. But Niecy Nash, Cheryl Lee Ralph, you know who I like? I like this America Ferrara. Okay. I like her. I like her a lot. I liked her in Barbie.
And
she made a really nice speech. And of course she had that speech in Barbie. But she seems like I'm all behind America Ferrara. I like her a lot. Thumbs up to America Ferrara. She made a real good speech. I'm a brown lady, and I like to see, I guess a lot of people now, you know, Ali Wong's, and, you know, Ali, dear friend, worked with her on the Chelsea Lately sitcom, the mm-hmm. Are You There, Chelsea? Ali Wong was a dear, and still is a dear friend. They you know, they all make the speech. They say, I never saw myself in the TV that I watched in my youth, America Ferrara, and I guess that's true, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm not sure I ever saw myself either, you know? I mean, I'd watch these shows, and I'd be like, well, I'm not
Andy Griffith.
No. But, I mean, they have the same color skin, but outside of that, we're not the same person. Until I saw, like, Anthony Michael Hall and 16 Candles, I was like, oh, I kind of could be that guy, I think. And then I moved to Hollywood, and look at me now. Everybody, here I am, sitting on the 24th floor of the MGM Signature Towers, overlooking the Sphere,
the brand new Sphere.
Right down there on the street. Pretty cool looking. And talking about buttholes. I mean, that is, you can't get much better than that in a career.
That is a rags to riches tale.
Trying to explain my career to the two comedians who were opening for me this week. One of the guys I know, he's been a friend for a long time, Eddie Pence. Good guy, good comedian. And then I have like an older woman, like as the MC, 63-year-old mm-hmm. woman, like real hardcore, like Vegas comedian. And she goes out there and she is just doing like old-timey Vegas mm-hmm. comedy shtick.
Yeah.
And, of course, fucks up my name five different ways last night. And our headliner tonight is Chris Fragiali, Frangibodoja, Fraja, Frangelico, Frangiallo, Jesus, is it that fucking hard?
Yeah.
But and fucked up the cover to cover 10 different ways. A lot of people say coast to coast.
I get that a lot.
Coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, no respect. What are you going to do? Are we done? I feel like we did enough.
Yeah, we're right? done.
I got to go walk around Las Vegas
mm-hmm.
a little bit. I feel like I need to explore. What do I need to see here?
I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. You're not too far. You should probably head on over across the street. Go hit a Park MGM, maybe. They got some cool stuff over there.
Check it out.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
I'll get you a Golden Knights tank top if you want one.
I might have to get one. I get 20% off.
You're an employee.
I know. It's so weird.
They gave him a badge.
I just showed it to Alex. Yeah. They give you a little card when you get here. When mm-hmm. you check in, they give you a card. And it says on it, headliner. Ooh. Thank you very much. It's like a real plastic card. It's mm-hmm. not like it's for real. Plastic employee card. That I can take to the employee cafeteria here, and I could sit in the employee cafeteria with with the crap stealers and whoever else.
Yeah, the inside in the biz we call that the EDR.
EDR, yeah, that's what they kept calling it,
mm-hmm.
and they were telling me a little bit about the EDR. I still haven't found it. I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
they didn't show me where it was.
It's in a basement somewhere.
I know, but. And I don't know do I want to be sitting in the EDR, employee dining room?
It can get sad.
I know.
It can. Especially,
I mean, not to sound like an asshole here, but I'm a celebrity. I don't want to be sitting down there in the employee dining room eating a free sandwich next to one of the janitors.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that work is, it's God's work.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, people.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Frangiola.
Chris Frangiali,
yes,
you can't be down there.
I know. I don't want to. Could you imagine if I'll be sitting down there next to this sore guy again? He'll mm-hmm. be coming back, you know, hey, I didn't know you were an employee here. I'm like, neither did I. But I am this week. I really am. I'm like, that's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an employee of the MGM for the week.
But because you're the headliner, you do get good parking. So
I didn't know. I parked in the same. No, I know.
Oh,
but
well,
I didn't know. They told me that afterwards, but I've already parked in some regular guy spot like everybody else.
Man of the people.
Man of the people, and walked really far to get to my room. Oh, man. It's an interesting. It's interesting. It's all very interesting this week in Las Vegas. I'm out of sorts, but we'll all get it back. I would like to apologize to the people of Philadelphia for last night's Eagles loss. I don't know what happened to you guys over the last 6 or 7 weeks, but something happened and you just didn't have it, and it came last night. It's over. The season is over, and I know how much you guys love your sports out there in Philadelphia, so I'm sorry. But to make you feel better, the good people of Philadelphia, I will be returning to the Punchline in Philadelphia for you people, for the people of Philadelphia whose Eagles didn't pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there February 29th, March 1st and 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the next night I'll be at the third Sunday night DC Improv, March 3rd, and so many more. So many more places. And
he'll be in Vegas for days, so come on out.
More and more days. There was a couple of cover-to-cover people last night. Got to chat with them, take a few pictures. Fort Worth, Texas, we're moving on to next. That's the 26th and 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't kill you guys to buy a couple tickets to that, let me tell you.
Yep.
Comedy Off-Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky, February 9th and 10th. And then Louisville Comedy Club, February 8th, Thursday night.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Louisville in a long, long time. And on and then Punchline Philly. Frangiola.fun has all the dates, and more are coming. Columbus is coming.
Ooh.
Liberty, Ohio? No?
Cincinnati, I think.
Is it Ohio? It is Ohio.
Yeah.
It's like the Cincinnati area. Liberty Funny Bone's coming. They offered me Albany again.
Mm-hmm.
Albany. These motherfuckers in Albany. Still, I was like, how many more times has Albany have to say, we don't want to come to your show? My agent keeps giving me Albany. I'm like, they don't want to come.
And then the management of the club almost spit in your face every time.
Yeah, like Albany does not want me. I had to tell my agent, I'm like, no. I'm no more upstate New York, except for Buffalo.
Yeah.
The good people of Buffalo continue to go to you guys. But for the rest of upstate New York, I'm not sure I'm going to go back. Rochester, maybe, because they're my friends up there. So maybe we'll give Rochester another shot. But the Albany's and the Syracuse's, I have to say that no thank you. You said no to me, I'm saying no to you.
Yeah.
I'll take my crooked butthole to a city that wants me. we love you, everybody. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex? Mm-hmm. Any more Vegas fun or any type of fun?
I'm sure we've done it at some point, but...
That's all right.
I mean...
We've done 700 shows. So.
Yeah. This actually, next week will be our 200th regular Patreon. 300th.
Really?
200.
Yeah, I think you're right.
200.
We were both too tired. Well, Kenny, we're heavy on the Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers. God, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Kenny.
Yeah. And he began to
speak. He said, you know, he was one of those guys who went, like, with a weird plastic surgery later in life, and it was, like, you're going to be Kenny Rogers. Like, the plastic surgery is not going to make you, I don't know, Zac Efron.
Big white teeth, yeah.
Who else, who now he seems to have some weird plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him, he's got a different face.
Yeah.
But he blames it on weird things. Like, oh, I fell down, so now I got a new jaw. I'm like, that's how
okay,
it works?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We got to go. We love you. Frangiola.fun and... more coming.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon. We'll do a bunch on Patreon. We picked up a lot of Patreons the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I like Patreon. It's fun to do Patreons because I get to really relax. I'm sorry for the butthole talk. It's normally not what we do on this show, but I'm into the... If you guys have tushy reviews, please send them my way. Go over and review this podcast. We're getting a lot of 5-star reviews. And I would like to say this to Alex, our dear friend here, Alex Kahn. A lot of the reviews lately have been mentioning you.
Ooh.
And a positive light.
That's never
like
happened.
Alex is the great, and he makes the show. And, yeah, very positive Alex reviews lately. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, wouldn't kill you guys to throw a little out my way. I mean, I'm the one who's fucking carrying the weight here. You know, this guy throws out one or two zingers every now and again, and it's not. I don't
talk about my butthole.
I was just gonna say, not everybody could talk about their butthole so carefree, Lee. Oh boy, oh boy. All right, everybody, we gotta go. Bye bye. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up.